This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. School bus driver shortages have made some news this year, from late-night drop-offs in Jefferson County, Kentucky, to the Chicago public school system canceling yellow bus service for more than 5,500 general education students. In Framingham, Massachusetts, the school district only has about 75% of the bus drivers that it needs. But as Kara Young reports from WBUR, help could be on the way from a growing group of tech startups.
The Framingham School District outside of Boston is short about 20 bus drivers this year. Not enough drivers means not enough buses and not enough space for every student who needs a ride. This year, kids who live less than 2 miles from school have to walk. School leaders know this situation is not ideal, especially for young students.
I have a first grader and I can't imagine her walking, 1.8 miles to school. So I get it.
Lincoln Lynch IV is with Framingham Public Schools. He says the lack of bus service is more than just inconvenient. It can also lead to increased student absences, especially on early release days or when there's bad weather.
It's really the toughest part, knowing that, there are students that haven't come to school because we cannot transport them.
That's why Lynch and his team are trying to offer families some other solutions. In October, the school district signed a deal with a tech company that runs a carpool coordination platform called Carpool to School. The district pays the fees, so the program is free for families.
Parents can organize carpooling, their kids walking, taking public transit, biking together, utilizing our web and mobile apps.
Kimberly Moore is the co-founder and CEO of GoTogether, which runs the platform. She launched it in 2017, and now the company works with schools in 26 states.
GoTogether really is a national response to this national school bus driver shortage. Framingham is just one of many who are looking for options that can help families.
Over the last decade, more companies have been offering alternative school transportation solutions, including a rideshare-like app called Hop Skip Drive. Co-founder Joanna McFarland says she thought of the idea because she was a working parent who struggled to get her son to his after-school activities.
This is designed for kids by parents.
And now, because of the school bus driver shortage, the company works a lot more with school districts to transport kids to and from class. In some ways, Hop Skip Drive is similar to Uber or Lyft. Drivers can do this job in their free time, use their own cars, and choose rides that fit their schedule. But this rideshare app is a lot more kid-focused. It only hires drivers with caregiving experience, like healthcare workers and retired teachers. They go through rigorous background checks.
In addition to, fingerprint-based background checks and driving record checks, we have a whole team monitoring every ride live in real time.
The company can see how fast drivers are going or if they're driving aggressively. The school system foots the bill for the rides, so it's free to parents. Officials with the National Association for Pupil Transportation believe companies like this are going to be here for the long haul, especially since the shortage of bus drivers seems to be here to stay. Molly McGee Hewitt, the group's executive director, says it helps that transportation and rideshare apps are mainstream these days.
We have gotten really used to using Ubers and Lyfts, and in a way, this is sort of meeting a need in the industry.
McGee Hewitt doesn't have concerns about any of these platforms right now, but says it is important to have uniform regulations for any rideshare service that transports students. She wants this option to be just as safe as the iconic yellow school bus. In Framingham, Massachusetts, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.